Hey, good morning. It's 8:51. Brock Hunter, the lovely Kiki.
Yeah.
Hey, real quick update. I want to do this real quick. It's not going to take long. Ryan Newman, talked about it in sports.
Newman.
Just saw a picture of him literally walking out of the hospital. Pretty awesome, man.
With his kids.
And there's another picture of him in his room facing the camera. Basically, I mean, I'm not going to say this, but looks unscathed. He doesn't have any marks. I for sure thought he was going to have a broken arm or something. But going from potentially dead to not having a scrape on you, it's pretty good.
Not too shabby.
Says a lot about NASCAR.
Yeah, I just saw the wreck finally.
Oh.
I had to YouTube it.
Brutal.
That does not look like somebody should have survived from.
No.
Or at least, not have like busted face or limbs.
You know, I think the only really potentially really extremely dangerous thing would be in the stands or something like that. You know, a car flies up into the... into the wall.
A tire goes flying, hits you in the face.
Yeah. You know, back in the day when my dad used to drag race, they have things called blower straps now.
Mm-hmm.
And they basically keep the blower on the engine.
You put around the back of the head.
Oh, don't do that. It's not good. Because the blowers used to blow off the engine and land in the stands.
Yeah.
Could you imagine that?
Yeah. And one lucky fan's going home with a game ball.
Right.
Who's mine? I got it.
Hey, I got a blower, but I lost a father. You know, is that a UFO coming down? I mean, could you imagine?
It'd be crazy.
You know, that's why racing's badass, though, Brock.
I'd kick it right out of the stands.
Yeah, yeah.
Chuck Norris that. Kiki's not even listening right now.
No.
Huh?
What are you looking at on your phone?
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? Don't touch it. Don't scoot it over.
I'm writing an email.
To who?
Okay.
To who?
I'm working.
To whom are you right? When do you use who or whom? I never know.
That's
nobody knows.
You're dumb.
To whom it may concern or to who?
It's to whom.
No.
Yes,
well, that
is.
But when is the right time to use whom and when's the right time to use who? With whom, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the proper term.
Yep.
Neither one of you know. Shut up. You're just as dumb as I am.
Hey, you know what?
You're
don't
both dumb.
Don't even put me in the same category.
Be careful, mister. How do you spell syrup this morning?
I wasn't sure. I'm a terrible...
S-Y...
When you don't use a word very often, and
come
then
on,
all
Kiki,
of a sudden it
syrup?
Comes up. No, syrup is pretty bad. Everyone knows how to spell syrup. But here's the thing.
Spell it.
S-Y-R-U-P.
Honestly, though, I don't think in my life I've ever typed or written
the
words. When would I have done that?
But what I'm saying is, you know when you see words for the first time in a real long time, it almost looks foreign, and you're just like,
and syrup was that word. I guarantee there's never been a time in my life that I have ever written, typed, texted the word syrup.
Hey, let me write down a word here, and I want you to say it.
I will say I struggle every day with the word Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Wednesday. I have
Wednesday.
To say that every single time I write
I can
out Wednesday.
I can read words.
I have to write out Wednesday. I have to spell out Wednesday.
Read it.
Well, it's
what is that?
The proper.
I can't read your handwriting. Your handwriting is terrible.
Documentary.
Co.
You're wrong. It's documentary.
But you put co? What's
like
co?
I'm going to take how to say stuff from Hunter.
I messed up.
Oh my God.
You know what? I'll call myself out.
Well, you can say documentary.
I say documentary.
Yeah,
it's
or you can say.
It's documentary, yeah, not documentary.
You can say documentary.
I don't think so.
I bet you that's the proper way to say it. Should we look it up right
not.
Now?
This is so dumb.
Google.
You know, I
will forget. This is perfect segue into dumb vocabulary.
You know, I'll call myself out. I did say photography the other day. Photography.
Let's take a photography.
Were you reading it?
I was reading it in a sentence. So like sometimes like weird words like that, I get confused, you know?
You got to change it up real quick.
Photography. Oh, Photography.
Documentary.
It's not documentary.
Suck it!
It's documentary.
I'm going to play it right now. I'm going to play it right now. I hope this isn't like a prank and it's like the F word. Oh, that's not right. So.
Documentary.
Oh, that sounds like documentary.
That was like right in the middle.
Documentary.
Documentary.
Oh, three.
I hear documentary.
If I'm reading, it says DAAKYOOMENTRE. This kid can't even read. Today,
Junior.
All I know is syrup. I should not feel bad about that because I've never written that word out before in my life, and I should be given a pass.
Maybe you should have been staring at Miss Butterworth's boobs. Started reading the bottle a little bit more.
Can't help it. She's so thick.
And creamy.
Let's do your dumb vocabulary.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
Now that you're all dumber.
No, you just can't stop thinking about her boobs, man.
So great.
Can't wait to get home.
So good. So filled up. Your dumb vocabulary for today, as always, brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Chris Thompson Agency, located in Stevensville. Home, car, life. If you're a contractor, you got people to cover, equipment to cover. If you got vacation homes, really anything, if you need it covered, he's going to get you covered. Call him. He'll do a quote for you. Find out how to save you money. Make sure you get the right insurance.
Chris.
I bet you he does syrup insurance.
Yeah, I'm sure he knows how to spell it, too.
Why don't you shut the hell up? Your dumb vocabulary for today, woodworking.
Woodworking.
That's what Kiki did over the weekend.
I used to be a woodworker.
By the way, you left out the handcuff part about this weekend, which he
No, we talked about disclosed. That. Yeah, she had handcuffs. And I couldn't take them off, either. Because I was under arrest. Woodworking.
I have been a woodworker before. I used to build cabinets in college.
Woodworking.
So I'm a woodworker. Is this just clear as day? Like a wood? No.
When has dumb vocabulary ever been clear as day?
Right.
Woodworking.
What? I mean, you are a woodworker, right? I know what it is.
You're working.
Working the wood.
You're working the wood. You're working the man's wood. So woodworking would be the act of a woodworker, aka woman or a man. Doing some business on the wood that I like to call the tree trunk of the anatomy of a man. Is there a whittling involved? Can you whittle the wood? What else do you do with the wood? Do you build things with the wood? Sometimes the man can build up the wood. 2x4. Help me out, guys. Come on.
Oh, my God. I can't do it.
I have to.
Woodworking is the term for masturbation.
Oh.
For a man. But apparently you were a woodworker back in college. Is that how you paid for it?
Yeah, but if it's the act of doing it to yourself.
Exactly. Like, I'm going to go back into the shed and do some woodworking.
Depressing.
Kids have been whacking at my shed.
Dang it, Bobby, you're whacking it in the shed. No, Dad, I'm doing woodworking. Yeah, so there you go. So when I tell you I'm doing woodworking in the basement.
But why can't I do woodworking?
I mean, you could.
It's called floor buffing.
No, I feel like this is now your guys' your own thing. Floor buffing.
Yeah, that's when you're buffing the wood floors when you're doing it.
I don't want to buff floors.
I'm whittling in the shed. You're buffing the floors.
There you go.
That's your dumb vocabulary.
Do you love